This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
You got to have a tight back end.
Yeah, I would agree.
So I am going to touch it because I have balls.
Yeah, I would agree.
But he's gay.
Okay, what's your point?
I can't imagine that there's been a bigger one, has there?
That's the longest shaft you can have.
I've got like a 30-incher you can have
if you
want.
Well, you gave me a 30-incher. I have it.
They pulled out? Now we got to...
All the instances of sexual harassment we've kept on tape.
Pretty much.
And that's just last week.
Look, I
always wanted to touch your taint.
I can't say that I have or haven't sexually harassed anyone, but if I had, it was probably Dusty Hera, and it probably happened on a daily basis.
He's irresistible.
Yeah, I mean, that's entrapment. You can't expect me to control myself around him.
1080 the fan twink.
Yes.
Dusty Hera.
You know... It's not illegal. Wait, is it? I don't know.
No, he's of age.
Oh, and he's fine. That was many years ago, right? Isn't there some sort of limitation there? He can't come back and sue me at this point.
Is Dusty, how old is Dusty now? Do we know that question?
Dusty's got to be, Mike, how old are you? 30?
I'm 31.
I'll bet you Dusty's 35.
God, I feel like Mike gets a year older every 2 months.
He's growing up right before our very eyes.
31.
I remember when he was getting his black belt in Aikido or whatever the hell stupid thing he
you
was doing.
You remember when I was getting my black belt back when I was young?
He was just growing up. And he's
You're kind of an adult now,
young,
Mike.
Young, sparky.
Yeah.
You're divorced.
I've been through a divorce.
You've lived a little.
By the way, did that
I've got
make,
life experiences.
Did
I'm
that
really
make
rich.
You feel older than anything that you've ever done?
That I got divorced?
That you got divorced?
No.
No?
No.
The house, maybe? Buying a house?
Yeah. Selling the house. I think it was selling the house. Because it was combined with the divorce where I was like, man, I'm doing this by myself. I'm an adult. Okay.
I just was wondering, like, what made
Yes, I did sell the house by myself.
What made you feel the most adult? I thought maybe the divorce would have done that.
Make some money on that pad?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Mine was kids. It's like, what?
Made you feel old, you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, my kids make me feel old on a daily basis and have for years and years and years.
You're 41 now?
41, almost 42.
Man.
Be 42 in December.
When we started this show, you were in your 20s.
Yeah, I was really young. I was like...
You were in your 20s.
God, I was probably 24, 25, something like that. Jeez. I've been doing this for 16-ish years on this stupid show, and then like part-time for like a year, like a half a year before it. So, yeah, it's been a long-ass time. I had hair and all that. And then I've added more kids. And I didn't do the divorce thing, but we had death. That made me feel old.
We've been through it all.
We have been through it all. Mike showing up at my dad's funeral in cargo shorts. I hadn't brought that one up in a while. So
the best way I could have made you feel better completely unintentionally was me being an idiot and wearing cargo shorts to your dad's funeral.
100%.
That could be the sign that Mike is an adult now, is that he would not do that now.
Yes.
Well, I mean, the next 31. Year I wore a full nice outfit. Well,
to the other funeral.
To the other funeral.
But wait a minute. Yes. Wait. That's because Sook shamed you.
No, it was because I was an idiot.
Well, but you learned that. And it took Sook to help you learn that. My question would be, how old were you when Sook's dad's funeral?
Must have been, what, 26, 27 at that point?
It was about 6 and a half years, something
like
that.
So you're 25.
Okay.
So
you've been on the show for 6 years now?
I feel like that's not right.
I feel like it's more like 4 or 5, but...
No, no, my dad's been...
He would probably know when his dad died, but maybe he doesn't.
It's 5 and a half...
Fake news.
It's been 5 and a half years.
Okay, you were 26. Let's just say that.
Sure.
You show up to Sook's dad's funeral in cargo shorts. Nobody says anything. Now you're 31. My dad dies. You show up to my dad's funeral in what? You don't show up in cargo shorts.
No.
You're 31.
I've got some nicer clothes I would wear, yeah.
You're an adult. But at 26, you didn't know not to do that. See? This is life.
True.
This is life.
Yeah.
And there are more of those things coming for you, by the way. And I'm only 45, but I could lay out a laundry list of things that it's going to change for you.
Yeah, it'll be 6 years.
Because 31, like, I feel like when you get, your 20s are, like, my 20s were a blur.
Yeah, it's a blur.
But when you get to be 31, things start to slow down, and you really change a lot in your 30s, I think, because you just realize, like...
Don't.
There's that. And then, like, when you're 35, you're like, oh, my God, I'm so much smarter than when I was 34. And then... 36, you're like, I'm so much smarter than I was last year. And that keeps going, believe it or not. There's a lot to learn.
A level where you say you're smarter than you were the year before, but it's not true anymore.
There's probably an element to that when you get on the decline. But, yeah, you just... I look back at everything I did in my 20s and just go, ugh. And then somewhere around my mid-30s, it's not as bad.
It's mid-30s. He's not there yet, but it's mid-30s.
You'll start to get there a little bit.
And then, your T will go down.
And then for the most part, you look now.
That drives a lot of stuff. You get into golf.
Start thinking with your other head. And yeah, it'll be, my dad died 5 and a half years ago. It'll be 6 years in May.
Wow. Yeah,
Mike was 26. 25 or 26.
Yep.
Depending on when your birthday is.
How about that, guys?
Yeah, it goes fast. And that's the other one too. Like you just
I'm exhausted.
One of my favorite lines from any movie is, you know, life has a way of flying by faster than any old summer vacation. And it's true. It goes quick. You just kind of look back. You're like, ah. I think about that. And that's why. And if you have kids, then it certainly feels that way, because like my daughter now is graduated college and has a career, and like she keeps getting promoted and like got a real estate license and. Like, she gets her first apartment, and she keeps having all this first stuff, and you realize that she is a fully functioning adult. And you're like, oh, my God. Like, that's kind of terrifying. And then you realize I'm 2 years away from having no kids in the house and being moved out, and the son going away to college, although COVID stopped that. So there's just all these weird...
Rejoice.
Yeah, there's all these weird milestones that keep happening. I'm honestly terrified now, because with two kids of age, you know what scares me more than anything else? Is I dread the day that I go home and find out that there's another one coming. That's the one.
Really?
Yeah. 42 and I'm a grandpa? I shouldn't be a grandfather to anybody.
Yeah, but isn't that, I mean, no, that's young. But,
yes.
You know.
I'm not ready for
it's
that.
It's fun. You would have fun with it.
No.
Being grandparents, like, listen to all the olds. They'll tell you, being a grandparent is great.
I think he's less picturing being a grandparent and more picturing his oldest daughter being a mom and having a kid.
Right. Or having to help raise the child.
Yeah. I'll just tell you right now.
As opposed to just be a grandparent, like, spoil him and then shove him out the door.
If any of my kids, if none of my kids have children, I'm fine.
Hey, Mike, are you going
to
have little...
I don't need to be a grandparent.
You going
to
have little...
Little Lynches?
Mike, do you want little...
I don't know. I'd like to be a dad, but I'm not, like, so stuck on it that, you know, if the person I wind up with doesn't want them, I'm not going to force it down their throat. I mean, it's like, yeah, okay. If you don't want kids, sure. It's your body. That's kind of just how I feel.
Okay.
What a body.
I'm sure my parents would be very angry to hear that because they're like, no, we want grandkids. But, you know.
See, am I the only one that doesn't want grandkids? Is that, like, does that
I
make,
think that's pretty rare.
Is that rare?
Yeah, like,
I want nothing to do with
them. I see no downside to grandkids.
Really?
As long as they don't live with you.
I want nothing to do with them. Nothing. Just none. I want my daughters to both be lesbians.
I feel like...
Well, and then you can adopt.
I feel like being a grandparent is like the best... It's like the best of having kids without all the bad. And there's a lot of bad.
But I've already had my kids. I'm raising my kids.
I know, but again, there's just not a lot of downside to this part of it.
Yeah, oh, sure there is. Grandpa, give me a dollar. Grandpa, babysit me. Grandpa, do this. No! And then I'm going to have some stupid name. It's not going to be Grandpa. I'm going
to
be
first of all,
to pick your stupid name. Second of all, how are you like to your grandparents?
Right.
You just go to their house and they give you candy and...
No, I didn't like a single one of my grandparents. They were all terrible.
This is why.
Yeah, this is why. Yeah, we're getting deep here.
Yeah.
Into therapy.
My grandparents were terrible.
Open the door, see?
They were characters, but...
Tell us more about that. How did it make you feel?
Have there been times recently where your history with your grandparents have made you feel a certain way?
No, they're all dead. They're all long gone.
How do you feel about that?
Do you think you're shutting down because you don't want to deal with it?
No, I still want grandkids. I already have my own kids. I don't need someone else's kids on top of that.
Big Jimmy. Big Jimmy's in.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, listen, I got to go to bed soon. Quit talking about old man stuff.
Oh, let me tell you, if you want to talk about old men, Big Jimmy is on the back nine already.
That's a joke that he was.
No, he's probably going to bed. That dude
well,
is
I know.
A thousand
he's
years
saying,
old.
I'm going to bed at like 6:30. Haha, because I'm an old man. Quit talking about it. It was a joke.
Yeah.
I liked it. Big Jimmy, I liked it. You came hard with that, and I love it. Don't clip that.
Someone's saying just for
I'm not
that,
sure I'm allowed to clip that.
He says, Sook's going to be a grandpa in the next 5 years. Karma. Exactly. I feel like
Who will have a grandkid first, or me?
Oh. I was going to say, which of your three kids most likely to have a kid first?
That would be Taylor.
No, Taylor is
she's
dead
the oldest.
Set against having kids. She
hates Oren's only, how old is she?
15.
Yeah, dude, she's too young.
But James is 18. Tiny Iserman.
Do you think he's the...
James with the girlfriend?
Gosh.
Does he still have the girlfriend?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Terrifies me. No.
So who will be...
Because they'll live with me. They're 18.
Yeah, that's...
Well,
no
I mean,
good.
It could be in like 3 years.
No. No, no, no. If I got it. If I'm like 70, sure. But no, I need like 20 more years of kid freedom. None. No grandkids.
Who's a granddad first? You or me? My kid's 19. Oh, wait. 21.
He's in Kansas. He'll slip one past the goal. He'll slip one past
it
the goal.
It could happen. Could happen.
So, but you would be excited.
Now... he's too young. I would not be. He's too young right now.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, as long as the kid's in a good spot and like you know, I got no issues with the grandkids. But right now he's in college. He can't be popping out babies.
I'm not prepared.
Don't be doing that.
I'm just not prepared.
Don't be doing that. So again, who will be a grandparent first?
You. I have drilled the no kid thing into my kids.
I don't think it's going to
be so many times.
I got to tell you, first of all, you have three. I only have one. And second, my kid, I think he wants to. He's not going to settle down and like do that kind of thing until he's in his 30s.
Does he have a girlfriend?
No. He's slaying it.
I mean, just that
which increases the risk.
So this, but, by the way, this is not my oldest will not. She does not want kids ever.
She will not have kids.
She will not have kids. So she's best.
So she is for sure having a kid.
No,
the karma will come for Taylor.
Dude, my kid, you have no idea. She'll cancel a flight. I think she wants nothing to do with kids. The youngest is really driven to be like a doctor. I feel like she will stay on the path. It's the boy.
Well, doctors can have kids too.
No, but it'll be a long time, right? I mean, she's only 15 and she wants to be a doctor in the full career.
What if she meets a young doctor in med school and, you know?
It's the boy. It's the boy. And it's I'm not him. Kidding. Yeah. When I walk by him in my house, I yell at him all the time. Like, I'll just open his door and I'll be like, don't have a kid. Like, no babies. And then I walk down the hallway. He needs to
know.
Such
a good dad.
I know. It's all I ask.
You think he wants kids?
I don't know. He doesn't talk about it, and that's what scares me. We only have 3 rules in the Sicanic house, and I expect them all to be followed.
Don't have a baby, you don't have a baby, and you don't have a baby. Those are my 3 rules.
Get good grades, don't get brought home by the cops, no pregnancies. The only 3 rules we have. And the fourth one is kind of general, and that's don't be an a-hole.
Can I ask a technical question?
Yeah.
Don't get brought home by the cops.
Yeah.
Can they technically get locked up and not brought home?
No.
Is that okay?
No. No cops.
Where you get the phone call?
Grades, no cops, no kids. It's a very simple process. I don't ask for much.
All right. Well, we'll keep you posted on the status of us. Can you imagine you and I doing the show as grandparents?
Ugh.
I mean, have we been around a little too long at this point? Should we go do something else? I don't know what we were going to do there.
I don't know.
Do
either.
You?
I don't know. All right. We got derailed.
Let's get back on track. Okay. The club, look.
Something.
You watch Borat yet?
No.
How about this? If you want Christmas gifts on time, you're going to need to order them shockingly soon.
Oh, boy. I'm screwed.
We'll have that next. On the Fan.
Eagle. On 1080, The Fan.
Double Sun Power!
You want the ultimate sports jinx?
What?
The Rays are leading 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in the top of the fourth. They just flashed the stat that the Rays have only lost 3 games all season when leading after 3.
Oh, they're hooped. 100%. We've seen this like all the time. It'll be like, you know, Glasnow hasn't given up a home run to a left-handed hitter all year, and then he hits one.
Yep.
I've seen that happen in all the.
Although Snell is dealing.
Yeah,
6 Ks good. Through 3.
Now, here's a fun fact: if the Dodgers win this World Series, either tonight or tomorrow, it will be the it'll be the highest win percentage of any World Series team since like the 1909 or was it 1919 Pirates?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But they only played the...
The Pirates actually will play less games because it was like in the early 1900s, they only played like 50-something games.
Hmm.
So this would actually be more games than the Pirates. But it'll be the highest win percentage ever for a World Series victory. Because I think their win percentage extrapolated out, I want to say it was like 117 wins.
Right.
I think the Dodgers would have had.
To my bros who watched The Vow on HBO, just have to report to you that Keith Raniere, who is the centerpiece of that documentary?
Yes.
He was sentenced to 120 years in prison today.
Good.
And that's probably not enough for that POS.
Yeah, it's like running like a sex cult, right?
Yeah, it was like a self-help cult, but it ultimately turned into him branding and controlling and having sex with many of the women.
Yeah, the branding thing is, although I guess fraternities do that, so...
Yeah, Brandon, the whole thing is, I tell you what, The Vow is a really good watch, and an even better watch, for those of you that have finished The Vow, and you want to follow up on it, India, the girl who they were trying to get out of the cult during The Vow, she's now out of the cult, and she does her own documentary called Seduced on Showtime, and it's way better. I think it gives a deeper look into just how creepy this Keith Raniere guy was, but... I think it's fascinating because it's just the human brain, man. These are really smart, successful people that fall for this guy's BS and how he slowly gets them to basically a master slave sort of place. It's just, it's insane.
Well, I mean, I always say this about you know, anyone that becomes, I got to be careful with this.
Brainwashed?
Yeah, just abandons critical thinking. And then, by the way, this is not a dig.
Yeah, you be careful with this.
I was gonna say it is not. I'm not saying this about anything specific organization, but we all know. And some of the stuff is fine. I mean, whether you want to talk, because some people will say, what's the difference between a religion and a cult? Or if you want to talk about, you know, a political party, or if you want to talk about just an ideology or whatever it is. Like, I understand the need to belong to groups, right? It's a basic, hardwired into our DNA. Totally understand that. But I've seen it in multiple walks of life where critical thinking is completely abandoned and all that matters is the organization. You even see this in sports even. Like, we've talked about this. I just got done watching the USA Gymnastics thing. Athlete A. About the sex scandal involving Larry Nassar and the USA Gymnastics. And I'm even talking about that, where yeah. You had a group of seemingly normal, successful people and parents even, who really did love their kids. I mean, they absolutely loved their kids, but they were willing to push everything aside for one thing, and that was gymnastics. USA Gymnastics became the focus. And so whether you're talking about a cult, whether you're talking about a religion, whether you're talking about a political party, I am fascinated at the seemingly normal, rational adult human beings that are not, you know, runaways. And you see those things. You're like, I get it, right? You know, people that join gangs or fall into things that are usually don't have anything going on, and they're just looking for something to hold on to. But when it happens to seemingly normal, rational, successful, critical thinking people, and you go down that rabbit hole, and that's what it sounds like you're talking about here, it's really odd to me. And I'd like to read a book or something or watch a documentary on why or how exactly that happens. And it happens in multiple walks of life.
You're going to want to watch this.
Okay.
Because that's exactly what it is.
That's what this is?
Yeah, The Vow. That's what it is. That's what Keith Raniere did. And this guy comes, and you can totally see how this guy comes across as just a self-help kind of interesting guru type guy.
Yeah.
By the things he says. But ultimately, over time, and by various tactics that are all straight out of the book on brainwash and control and blackmail, even, like, it's straight out of the book. None of these people see it. And these are, as you say, very bright, very successful people. It is fascinating.
Yeah.
But you can, when you watch this, you can see how it happens. They lay it out really well how he does it and how they do it, because he had accomplices that are also going to jail.
Yeah.
So that guy got 120 years. But it's the idea of, hey, it's not bad to kill if you are trying to make the world a better place, right? It's that idea. It's not bad for me to control you, because everything I'm doing is for you. It is to help you. It is to help you be a better person.
Hmm.
So it's that, you know, you get into people's kitchens with that.
Yeah.
And that's what he did.
Hmm. I gotta watch that, because I'm intrigued by these sorts of things.
And you'll need to stick it out, because it's a slow burn.
Is I am interested in starting my own cult.
I know you are.
So the more I can learn and kind of figure these things out. You know, I'm not necessarily saying I want a sex cult.
One of the keys is,
I might be a part of it.
One of the keys is, you got to have a name that separates you from, it can't just be Sook or Jason.
You have to have like a
leader type name. Like this guy, Keith Raniere, they called him Vanguard.
Vanguard.
Yes.
Interesting. I got to come up with that.
So that's your first thing.
Got to be like the Grand Poobah or something. Wait, that's the Flintstones. I got to come up with a cooler name.
Ooh, we should do this as a, what would be Sook's cult leader name? Or what should it be?
Text 503-250-1080.
Let's come up with something. And then, hey, guys, come unto me. Let's do this. We can meet in the shed or sheds. And yeah,
it would happen. Their name is just 68.
Oh, God.
Gosh.
Master 68. I would say that you are not diabolical enough to pull that off, but I can't say that. That's what scares me here. You are very Keith Raniere.
Right. You are very charismatic.
Let's do it. Does someone say an elder? That's a church thing. I can't do that.
Yeah, the elders.
Yes. That's a LDS church thing. I don't want to step on anyone's toes. You know, just slide in right beside them there.
Somebody said Sook the Seeker. Sook Stradamus. Ooh, here's a good one. Successful.
I think we got to break away from the Sook thing.
Yeah, you can't put your actual name in it.
Yeah, I got to have like an own... You know, it's got to have some sort of holy...
Isn't there like a website that can be like cult leader name generator?
Oh, probably.
I'm going to put that in.
Crank that thing out and see what
cult
happens.
Cult leader name generator. I guarantee you there's one of those. Yep, here it is right here. Hell yeah.
Someone said start with the erotic bakery and go from there.
Yeah. Oh,
believe me, in my cult...
The erotic bakery.
We'll do some erotic baking. I promise you that.
Well, it's part of the sex aspect of it.
Oh, absolutely. Because, look, what's the point of having a cult if in some ways it's not a sex cult? Hey, I feel like that's part of every cult.
Let's make some really, really hot croissants and then go back into the bedroom with 900 beds.
See what happens.
Hmm. All right. Well, I'll tell you about Christmas presents coming up next, okay?
Okay.
You going to buy Christmas presents this year for everybody? Or
I've had to start. I got reminded that I need to get on the I need to get on it because of the... You know, COVID shipping times. I normally don't start until Amazon's my saving grace, but I can't even rely on that anymore.
Swami Baga Hashish. I like that one. That's good.
Except I'm the whitest person ever.
The goat slayer.
Soon be goat.
Nuke Zook.
Nuke Zook. All right, here's Mike.
Thanks, Isaac, and Nuke Zook.
Fan.
All right, hot Christmas talk.
Well, you see the hot new toy on Christmas that you can't get anywhere.
What is it?
The Elton John Barbie doll.
Really?
Yeah. It's like sold out, and like it's going for buku bucks, like on eBay and secondary sites. Yeah, it's a Barbie doll, and it is Barbie, but she's dressed up as Elton John with like, you know. Well, I mean, it's like Elton across the jacket and like 70s Elton John. You know, the big glasses and the, you know, the glitter and whatnot. Yeah, I guess that's the hot new toy.
Why?
I don't know. Because it's a big deal.
Right.
Well, is there another star that has his own Barbie doll?
Ken.
Well, yeah. But, you know, Ken's no Elton. I don't know of anyone else that has their own Barbie. Michael Jackson have a Barbie?
It's always weird what becomes the most popular toy, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, for a while, it was like Tickle Me Elmo was a big deal, and the Furby, where is it? Furby? I don't know.
Elf on the Shelf.
Was that a big toy thing, or is that just something that people did?
Mansion on a Bench?
Maybe not.
I think this year, too, Mike, you're a gaming dweeb. Isn't the PlayStation 5 like the? Is that out? Is that like
it's
the,
coming out? Yeah, that and the Xbox Series X.
And those will be like a gajillion dollars, and then no one will be able to.
They're not as expensive as you would think. I think they're in the $400-$600 range.
Can you buy them like now? Or
you can pre-order them.
You can pre-order them, but they're not out.
No.
I was looking at the most popular toys for every year, going back.
Oh. I want this list. I'm here for it.
That is a great list.
What year do you want?
All of them.
1975, the year I was born.
Let me scroll back because they've got it. That would be the Pet Rock.
What?
They are the number one most popular toy for Christmas. This is not all year. This was just Christmas season. The hardest thing to find in 1975, if you were trying to buy it, was the Pet Rock.
What were you, Sook? 78?
I was 78.
What was that?
76 was the Cher Barbie, speaking of the Elton John. That was the Cher doll. 77 would have been Star Wars action figures.
Okay.
And 1978 was, and I had one of these, was Simon Says.
Oh, yeah. Simon Says.
Yeah, the four. Mm-hmm.
That's actually a good one.
The four lights.
What about my birth year? 89.
Scroll. Some of the other ones, like Cabbage Patch dolls were 83.
I remember that.
My sister had a huge hissy fit over not getting one. Teddy Ruxpin was a popular one.
Teddy Ruxpin, yes.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know the Teddy Ruxpin?
I'm assuming it's a teddy bear. But
yeah, it's a teddy bear that like told stories. The Koosh Ball was 1986.
Don't remember that.
Remember the little Koosh?
The Koosh.
Yeah, it was like the...
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, anyway. 87 was Jenga.
Okay. And still
said,
to this day.
You said 1988, Michael?
89.
Oh, 80. I was going to say, 88 would have been perfect. It was Nintendo, the original Nintendo.
Ah.
89, again, gaming nerd. That was the Game Boy.
Cool.
The original.
Ooh. I did have an original, Game Boy. And a Game Boy Color.
Was great.
And then we go into the 90s. You got Ninja Turtles.
Yep.
The Super Soaker.
Oh, yes. I had so many of those.
Yes. Loved the
Super
Soaker.
I had like
Soaker.
Seven of them in my garage.
The Super NES system.
That was my first gaming system ever, actually.
Super Nintendo?
Super Nintendo. I had an Atari because I'm 1,000 years old. I don't know this one. The Talk Boy?
Don't remember that.
Macaulay Culkin. Or is it? No.
Macaulay Culkin.
Culkin. Yeah, I guess he had one in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Trying to stay upright and he trips.
Maria shot a driver. Yeah, it's a portable cassette player and recorder.
I see it. Never have seen that before in my life.
No, but I guess it was made popular by Home Alone 2.
When he records the bandits?
Yeah, the Talk Boy.
Okay.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Beanie Babies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I had a lot of those.
Yeah, speaking of, we were talking about grandparents. When my grandmother died, we found like 1,500 Beanie Babies.
Whoa.
Yeah, we didn't know what to do with them.
I had a lot of them, but not anywhere near that much.
I have no idea if any of them were valuable. I think we put them in a big bag and took them down to Goodwill.
I remember I got the Princess Diana one, which was pretty rare. I was always pretty proud about that
one. Some of those are, I don't know if they still are, but some of them were expensive. Tickle Me Elmo.
Yep.
Was 96. Oh, God, I'm going to butcher this. It's the little Japanese pet.
It's Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi. And that was like the pet egg, right? But
yeah.
Digital?
I had one and then never used it, and it died in the closet.
The Furby.
Oh, God.
Which is creepy. Yeah,
terrifying.
Furbies.
Pokemon. The cards. Mm-hmm. The Razor Scooter.
I had one of those. Those were so popular.
Yeah. All my kids had Razor Scooters.
You're in the sweet spot of my childhood now.
Bratz dolls. This was a big deal at my house because my daughters wanted Bratz dolls and my wife refused to buy one.
Why?
Because she just thought they were,
she didn't want any more Bratz.
She just thought that the dolls were ridiculous. She had like some
they
sort
were
of,
pretty heavily stereotyped, weren't they?
She had some sort of weird irrational anger towards them. I don't know what it was, but there was going to be no Bratz dolls in our house. Okay. I don't know what this is either. The Beyblade?
Oh, Beyblades, yeah. It was like a little, like, tiny little arena that you put down, and you both put a Beyblade in, and whoever's knocked the other ones down won.
Mm.
They were like spinning blades. Plastic.
Boy, some of these I don't know. Mike knows them all. The Robo-Sapien?
Ooh, I don't know that one. That was 03, you said?
Yeah, a robot pre-programmed with moves that it could do.
I don't know what that one is.
I don't know, some sort of robot that could pick up and throw things, and it could broadcast vocals. The Nintendo DS.
Okay.
Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm.
The Wii.
Into the gaming systems we go.
Yep. And then we're getting, if you notice, there's no more toys. We're like the iPod Touch, Wall-E toys, Zuzu Pets, the iPad, the Leap Pad Explorer. That was like the baby iPad. The Wii U, robotic puppies, Frozen dolls, Star Wars BB-8 toys. Hatchimals, whatever the hell that thing is. And that's it. That's we're up to where we're at now, which apparently the new one, this one is going to be the Elton John doll.
That's very strange to me that kids want an Elton John doll.
I don't know.
Are you making that up?
What do kids want? What do they know about Elton John?
Nothing.
I don't know what to tell you, but it's sold out. It's sold out everywhere, and it's a big freaking deal. Now, I don't know, do kids want this or just adults just buying this for themselves and that way no one can get them? And I think half of this stuff is that just for whatever reason, it catches like a buzz and then everyone's like, oh, my God, I have to have one. And then you can't get it. And now it's a big deal.
Marketing.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, to wrap this up, they're saying that you might want to order your Christmas gifts. If you want them to be delivered by Christmas, you might want to order before December 1st.
Yeah.
Because of COVID and a surge in online purchases. And then, of course, the delivery industry is going to be overwhelmed and it's going to be wild.
Yeah. They're saying even with like Amazon, you can't count on stuff getting there.
December 1.
Yep.
All right, John wraps it up next on The Fan.
Big bad. This is Mailing It In with Big John Sikanik on 1080 The Fan.
Watching baseball?
You know it. I'm waiting for the inevitable Blake Snell implosion.
You think that's inevitable? He looks pretty good tonight.
He looks amazing, untouchable, which is exactly why he will implode.
One hit and in four innings.
I'm going to – he's dominating. Like,
because the Rays can't
right
score.
Now.
He's going to give up a two-run home run, and they're going to lose 2-1.
Yeah.
Well, and like, it's stuff like this that makes you think, like, how can anybody hit a major league pitcher, right? Like, how can you hit this? You can't. So having watched Felix for the better part of 15 years, here's my prediction. He will continue to be filthy, and I'm saying somebody will get on in a fluke way, an error. He'll accidentally hit somebody, a bloop. You know, just an inconsequential base runner.
Will Smith just tried to bunt his way on, so.
Yeah, and then two-run home run, and he loses 2-1. He'll probably strike out 18 and lose 2-1. It's just coming. It's going to happen.
All right. Well, I'm here for it.
Not me. Yeah. I want game 7.
Wait, well, I'm not here for it. I want Tampa.
Why? Game 7 would be great. I'm just saying. And, you know, Snell this good, there has to be a disastrous implosion coming.
It does feel like this won't continue, but
right?
I don't know why we feel that way.
Well, because the Dodgers lineup is filthy, and eventually you feel like someone's gonna, like, when you go through the Rays lineup, there's one guy and one guy only that you're like, oh boy,
I feel like
every, yeah. Every guy that comes up with the dog, like even like a Chris Taylor, you're like, oh, he's bound to get one. You know, Jock Peterson can't hit for crap in the regular season, but postseason rolls around and he's freaking Mickey Mantle.
All right.
Oh, no, that's not going anywhere. Yeah, and does it, and I know you guys, does the single number pitcher bother you guys? It bothers me.
No,
yeah,
I'm
not
on this.
We've talked about this before. I don't like it. Who cares?
I do not care what number you wear.
Right. Who gives a. Yeah.
I do. I don't like it.
Right. Well, John also hates 99 on Aaron Judge. So.
Mm-hmm. Got that right.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. Go World Series.
Love your body. Yeah, World Series, man. Good little ball game. Bottom of the fifth. 1-0 Rays. Could be a good one. Get to a TV. But not until you listen to Great Ducks.
Yes. After the greatness that is the Ducks, then, you know.
Up next.
Do what you got to do.
We're back tomorrow on 3-7 on The Fan tonight.
Red ships of Spain. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.